Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 23rd, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. OpenAI is training a system called Mercury to automate routine investment banking work of junior bankers. More than 100 former bankers are creating training data, paid $150 per hour. They provide financial models, analyses, and presentations, so the model can learn balance sheet analysis, company valuation, and data preparation. Analysts estimate banks could save up to $180 billion annually and warn as many as 200,000 finance jobs could be at risk. OpenAI confirmed using third-party experts. The project fits its push for enterprise applications and lower operating costs, including a Broadcom chip partnership. Deployment may come in 12 to 18 months. Leaked documents show Amazon plans to automate three-quarters of its U.S. warehouse operations by 2033, potentially avoiding the hiring of 600,000 workers. Rather than immediate layoffs, the replacement would happen through not filling positions during growth or after resignations. The New York Times reports automation could cut 160,000 roles by 2027, saving Amazon more than $12 billion. Amazon calls the papers incomplete and says technology supports employees and creates new job categories. Critics, including Nobel laureate Darren Acemoglu, warn the shift could turn Amazon from a job engine into a job destroyer and prompt other firms to follow.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. Sarah Hooker, former VP of AI research at Cohere, founded Adaption Labs to pursue adaptive learning instead of scaling large language models. She left Cohere in August and co-founded the company with Sudip Roy. Adaption Labs plans systems that continuously adapt and learn from real-world experience efficiently. Hooker declined to disclose technical details. She says scaling has reached limits and current reinforcement learning methods do not let production systems learn from mistakes in real time. The company sought a seed round of $20 to $40 million and has closed funding. Adaption Labs is hiring worldwide. If adaptive learning proves cheaper and more powerful, billions spent on scaling may require reevaluation. Generative AI misinterpreted news in 45% of evaluated cases. A BBC-led study reviewed over 3,000 responses to 30 core questions, including lesser flaws. Problems appeared in 81%. The main issue was source tracking, significantly flawed in 31% of answers. Google Gemini showed 72% source failures versus under 25% for other assistants. Fact accuracy and context were significantly flawed in 20% and 14%. Systems produced invented links and misattributed reporting. 42% of adults trusted the original outlet less after flawed AI answers. EBU and researchers demand lower error rates, transparent reporting, publisher control, and regulatory accountability. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.